Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. 27 departments across France remain on orange weather alert for storms this morning, from the Vendée to the Aisne via the Île-de-France. The Vendée, the Loire-Atlantique and Maine-et-Loire are also on alert for heavy rain. In the southwest, the warning for thunderstorms has been lifted, but the Gers, the Tarn and Garonne are still on alert for the risk of flooding. Farmers have kept to their word today by blockading the country's main oil refinery and depot sites. Farmers are protesting unfair competition on the import of raw materials, in particular palm oil. Round 15 of the SNCF rolling strike starts this evening at 8 p.m. and will last until Thursday morning. Train running times will be disrupted as unions want to keep up the pressure on the government as a decisive week begins on rail reform. A mixed joint commission will meet today to reconcile the two versions of the rail reform in question, the version adopted in the Assemblée Nationale and another corrected by the Senate. At the end of this week, government and railway unions and employers will meet to negotiate the sector's collective bargaining. Ports in the Mediterranean are refusing anchor to a humanitarian ship with more than 600 migrants on board. Italy was the first to refuse access to all of its ports. The country's newly appointed Minister of the Interior said that Italy cannot become the refugee camp of Europe. Matteo Salvini then asked Malta to take in the ship. The country refused on the basis it played no part in rescue operations. And finally, both Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump have arrived to Singapore ahead of tomorrow's historic meeting. Today, the US president will meet with Singapore's prime minister as courtesy for hosting the summit. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.